We're in Siman Tav Kuf Vav Sif Gimel. The Mechaber said that if one made a dough on Yom Tov, they're able to do the Hafrasha on Yom Tov and bring the challah to the Kohen as well. And even if you separated the challah the day before, you are still allowed to bring the challah to the Kohen on Yom Tov. The reason is because we have a rule that even though, in general, Melechus Ochel Nefesh, which could have been done the day beforehand, if you didn't, then you would not be allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So therefore, since you could have brought it before Yom Tov, you shouldn't be allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Still, we have a rule that Mitoch Shehutra Letzorach, Hutra Av Shelo Letzorach, which applies to Hotzah, that since it's Mutter for Ochel Nefesh purposes, it's Mutter for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes also, and that's why you'd be allowed to bring it to the Kohen even on Yom Tov if you did the Hafrasha before Yom Tov. However, says the Mechaber, Aval Isa Sheni Lo Sheb Erev Yom Tov, but if the dough was made on the day before Yom Tov, Asr Lav Shmin Achal B'Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to do the Hafrasha on Yom Tov itself. If you made the dough and you did the Hafrasha before Yom Tov, then you could bring the dough, the challah, on Yom Tov. But if you didn't even do the Hafrasha before Yom Tov, but you made the dough before Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to do the Hafrasha on Yom Tov, because you should have done the Hafrasha the day before, and you're not allowed, just like you're not allowed to separate Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos or Yom Tov when it was created Tevel the day before. So to the challah, since you baked it yesterday, you should have done the Hafrasha the day before. And even Challah's Chutzlaretz, the Mishnah Berurah says, that is the din as well. And even if you didn't do the Hafrasha because you just forgot, still it's going to be prohibited. If you did the Hafrasha anyway on Yom Tov, when you made the dough the day before, if it was done b'mezid, then it is prohibited to you and to others until Motzai Shabbos. And if it was done b'shogeg, then it is mutter miyad. And even though by Hamalachas Shabbos, when something is done b'mezid, the Shulchan Aruch paskin that it's usher for the person who it was done for to benefit from, even on Motzei Shabbos. So I come over here by Yontif, do we say differently? The Sharetzion explains that since it's only Durabanan, and we have a rule, and since it's only Durabanan, we could be somech on the opinion of Vilna Gaon, who disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and says that the person who it was done for is allowed to benefit immediately after Shabbos as well. So we rely on the Vilna Gaon since it is only Midrabanan. However, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah over here that he is not paskaling the Rashba that we have mentioned before. The Rashba who holds that the prohibition of benefiting from Malacha only applies to Shabbos, not to Yontif. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is not paskaling like him. Rather, he's paskaling like the Rambam that he would not be allowed to benefit from Malacha even if it was done on Yom Tov. And this is even if it is Malacha Durabanan, you still can't benefit from it. But if you don't have any other challah to eat, and you're not going to be able to eat challah on Yom Tov if you don't do the Hafrasha, so then Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach says that we could rely on the Rashba, who says that if the Malacha was done be'isser, then you'd be allowed to benefit from this dough. As well, if you're in Chutz La'aretz and you did the Hafrasha, so then we learned earlier in Hilchos Shabbos that whenever there's a machlokes, we do not aser bahana and maisa Shabbos. You can rely on the lenient opinion b'di'evid. So too over here, since there are those who are matir in Chutz La'aretz, it would be okay. The Ramah continues, ela ochel mashayrak sas. So if you made the dough before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Hafrasha on Yom Tov. So what should you do? So leave over some of the challah without eating it. Ulamachar ma'afesh v'nemashur yachal. And the next day, take the separate challah from it. This Mishnah Berurah explains, we must be talking about Chutz La'aretz, where it is not Chayev Min HaTorah, and therefore you are able to leave over some and do the Hafrasha after Yom Tov. But in Eretz Yisrael, you'd be stuck, and you would have, the only thing you could do would be to make an extra batch of dough, as we'll see shortly. So you need to leave over more than you are going to be mafresh, and then you are mafresh the next day. Because if you only leave over the amount that you're going to separate, so then it's as though you actually separated right there and then. So again, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you would just leave some over and take and be mafresh from it the next day, and then you would eat regularly on Yom Tov. Again, there are poskim who say that it is mutter to be mafresh in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore you could always rely on those opinions b'di'evid, but we try not to rely on it if we don't need to. The Ramah continues, mutter le'efos ha'pas al yedei she'yochem imenu v'yafresh achar kach challah. You're allowed to bake the dough knowing that you are going to be mafresh from it later on, and even though it appears that you are doing something shelo letzorech Yom Tov, because that little bit that you're being mafresh, you're not going to end up eating that day, you're going to end up eating it the next day, so we pass in that is going to be mutter.